Thank you, musicians. Hallelujah. God bless you. May be seated in Jesus' name tonight. Amen. Let me put on my glasses here so I can see. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've got the right notes tonight. I remember a few Wednesday nights ago, a couple months ago, that I had the wrong notes up here. And I had to be quick on my feet. And I had Brother Miller testify while I ran and got my real notes. Hallelujah. And then wouldn't you know it, I did it the very following Wednesday. I did the same thing, but that time the Lord says, don't go get the notes and just start talking. And that's when we did, and thank God when we listened to the voice of God.
Today is
9/11. And it is a day to remember. And I think posted all over Facebook is, we'll never forget. And I remember where we were. It was early in the morning, and somebody called us, and we quickly turned it on to see in horror that there was one plane that had hit one of the buildings there. And as soon as we had turned it on, we saw the second one plow in. And it was like a movie that really didn't seem real. And it really has hit a lot of people. And it makes you wonder. It makes you want to appreciate the time that we have. And even today, this driving to work, and then actually after lunch, I was driving back to the office, and I didn't even tell my wife this, but I was just crying. And I wasn't crying necessarily for the 9/11, but I was just crying. It just kind of weird times, but I know that was the Lord. It was me and God talking. And there are times in life that we really have to slow things down. We really do, and we need to talk to the Lord. And as I slowed it down and tears were coming down, I just felt God. I felt the presence of God just kind of overshadow me. And there's nothing like the presence of God. And as I started to contemplate on what to talk about tonight and what to preach or teach or treat or I don't know what I do behind this pulpit, but I was asking God, what direction do you want us to go tonight? And it is a direction that we talked about a couple of years ago. And I wanted to talk about it again tonight. I felt like the Lord wants to talk about it again tonight. And that's heaven. We need to talk about heaven. We really do. Because one of these days, God is going to call us home. Our world is in a tailspin in the wrong direction. Values and morals are out the window. And it's almost anything goes. And our world screams tolerance for all their warped ideas and their warped views. But then when we stand for what we believe, then we are the ones that now they're against, and they are intolerant to us, yet scream for tolerance from us. And so I understand that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Hallelujah. There is something beyond the blue. And thank God for it. And we need to pause once in a while. And we need to talk about heaven. We need to think about heaven. We need to envision heaven. And so in Revelations chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, John had a revelation. And he had a glimpse of what it was going to be like. And how cool that was. That God began to just unveil some truths to John. And so John saw this. He said in Revelations 21 verse 1, he said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." There is coming a day That's God is coming back for his church. A church that has made herself ready. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall thank God for it, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, thank you, Jesus, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Somebody shout new. And he said unto me, write these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. That water of life that Adam and Eve had in the garden, but because of sin, it was taken away. But there's coming a day when that water is going to flow freely again. And he said, he that overcometh shall what? Inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's the revelation that John had. He had a divine, supernatural encounter about heaven. And so on 9/11, on this Wednesday night at ALC, I know we've talked about it before, but I don't think you could ever exhaust the issue of heaven and the issue of eternity. And we ought to talk about heaven. We ought to talk about some good things. We ought to talk about the faith that not in this world, but there's faith in a place called heaven. I was officiating just on Saturday of a 10-year-old that passed from this life to the next. And I led a bunch of people in that sanctuary atmosphere, a lot of unchurched people. I let them know that there really does exist a God. And the answer's not in the bottle, and the answer's not in the drugs, but I said the answer is in Jesus. I said, you may not be able to quote every verse, every chapter in the Word of God. You may not know how to pray, but if you say the name of Jesus, you have said everything, because Jesus is everything. And lo and behold, they had a video of that whole funeral. And my girl was on there, and she sang, and numerous others that testified. But they didn't have the preacher up there. I don't know if they were scared of Jesus or what, but ABC News did not broadcast that, yet they were there. I seen them in the very back row. But I'm telling you, there may be a world that doesn't want to hear about it, but I want to hear about Jesus. I want to hear about a place he's prepared for me. I'm looking forward to a place called heaven. And so I think we need to talk about it tonight. I won't be long tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I'll get you out at a decent hour. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to look at your clock or your watch. You won't have to say, well, pastor's lying. No, he's not lying. I'm going to get you out early. But before I do, I want to talk about heaven, because there's wonders in heaven. Can you turn to that person next to you, beside you, or if you're the only one, could you just say, listen, there's wonders in heaven. Hallelujah. Get your preacher voice out and shout it to somebody else. There's wonders in heaven. Can I just tell you? Yes, Brother Miller said, yes. Thank you, Brother Miller. Can I tell you? One of the first wonders of heaven It's going to blow your mind. Okay, you may need to get your pencil out and your paper out, your phone out, and write this down. One of the first wonders of heaven is heaven's existence. I know that blows your mind. Heaven's there. Heaven's real. One of the greatest wonders of heaven is it's real. That's what John said. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is a real place. Heaven really does exist. John said it. He said, I saw it. I saw New Jerusalem. I saw it coming down. One of the first wonders of heaven. It's heaven's existence. It's real. Heaven's a real place. That should make you shout. That should make you run. That should make you dance. That should make you tomorrow at school or at your job or in your neighborhood or at the grocery store, you ought to put your shoulders back and raise your head up and have the biggest smile on your face, because somebody's going to say, why are you so happy? Because heaven's real. Because there really does exist a life after this. There really does. Heaven's real. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a myth. It's not a legend. It's not made up. Heaven is real. It really does exist. Thank God for that. There is a land beyond the blue. And my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And the angels beckon me. Hallelujah. I feel a song coming on. That old stuff. I was telling Brother Ramos today, I was in my office and he was playing some old medleys. And I said, we need to sing some old medleys. There's power in the old hymns and in the old gospel ship. And I looked at him. I said, have you ever heard of the Royal Telephone? Telephone to Glory. Oh, what joy divine. You know, I'm talking about heaven's jubilee. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. There really does exist a place called heaven. And the greatest wonder is the wonder of his existence. I am thankful for a place that our Lord and Savior, he even taught us to pray in Matthew 6:9, our Father, which art in heaven. Doesn't that make you happy? He's there. He's in heaven. And one of these days, he's going to call us home. In a twinkling of an eye, we will be there. I think there's an old song that says, don't you want to go to that land? Don't you want to go to that land? Don't you want to go to that land? By and by, why? Because Jesus, he's in that land. Jesus really is there. You're saying, Pastor, why are you so excited? Why are you so happy? It's a Wednesday night. It's fair night. We're supposed to go. You said we're going home early. Yeah, we are. But somebody get excited, not because the Dodgers won or the Giants won, but somebody get excited over a place called heaven, because heaven is real. Sister Anna, one of these days, one of these days, I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I'm going to walk past those gates of pearl. I'm going to see the one that I've heard preached about for so long, that I've sung about for so long. Oh, what a day, what a glorious day that's going to be. I'm looking forward to heaven. Sister Leek, I want to see Brother Leek there. Every time I even think of your husband, I think of that old song that Bishop sings. I want to stroll over heaven. Don't you want to? Isn't that what we're invested in this thing? Isn't that why we're a part of this? Not to sing three songs and hear a pretty message, but one of these days, one of these glorious days, God is going to call us home. Why? Because heaven really does exist. It is real. Hallelujah. This is what amazes me. Put up John 14, verse number 2. What was that, Brother Joseph? Hold on. Brother Joseph, I don't want to embarrass him, but he can't read too well. But he knows his word. So he's going to say what?
In my father's house are many mansions. Right. If it wasn't so, I would have told you.
Right. Hallelujah. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. It took God 6 days. He could have done it one. He could have just done it one breath. But 6 days. To create all that we have today. Think of the most glorious sight you've ever beheld. We went and sat on a vacation. We had a thing in the mail that said, hey, you can win a Tesla. And you rub off the numbers and the numbers match. And it says, you're guaranteed to win a Tesla. To win vacations and money, and we're like, yeah. And I knew it was a ploy. We sat there for an hour and a half, and if we'd only invest $13,000, chance of a lifetime. And what made it cool is he broke out $2,000. He said, the first one that will say, I'm gonna buy it, I'll give him $2,000. Well, duh, you still have to give him $9,000. It's not a deal. But he was talking about all the glorious sights of our world. Talking about Hawaii. Talking about Tahiti. Talking about Ireland and Australia. White Cap Mountains, the ocean. All the splendor of our world. And yet it took God 6 days to put things together. That's pretty amazing. Can I tell you, he's been gone a long time. And he said, I'm going on a building program. And I'm going to make mansions. Matter of fact, I'm going to make your mansion. Good to see you. Good to have you home. Hallelujah. Been missing you. But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to come again. And when I come again, I'm going to receive you. And you're going to dwell with me. So in 6 days, he created all this splendor. What do you think your mansion's going to look like? What do you think heaven is going to be. Heaven's real. And thank God for it. Because he's building me a mansion. He's building it for me. He said, I've got a place prepared for you. Heaven is real. The greatest wonder, one of the first greatest wonders, is that heaven really does exist. Thank God for that place. Because it'd be sad to realize that heaven wasn't real and that heaven was a myth. But I'm telling you, mark it down. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall endure forever. Everything that God says is yea and amen. If he said he's leaving and he's coming back, he's coming back. But he's coming back for somebody that has made herself ready. With all the junk and turmoil our world is going on, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to listen to all the bad stories. But I don't want the bad stories, Brother Rudy. I want the good stories. I want to know that there really does exist a place called heaven. That's the first wonder. You say, well, Pastor, what's the second wonder? Let me blow your mind, okay? This is going to be mind-blowing. The first one, heaven's real. Wow. You left church like, man, Pastor said heaven's real. The second wonder of heaven is heaven is perfect. Let that sink in. Because we live in an imperfect world. We live around imperfect people. But the place that he went to prepare for us, New Jerusalem, the new heaven, it is perfection at its core. Heaven is perfect. There is no blemish. There is no shortcuts. There's no smog. There's no pollution. There's no global warming. There's no poor air quality that Tulare County has. It's a perfect place. Thank God for it. Revelations 21:3 says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And here's a beauty. He'll dwell with them. That's what I want. Go after your big homes, your big cars, and your big 401ks. I'm after that 401k, that he's going to dwell with me. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be their God. And God shall do what? He shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. God will dwell with us. And the fact that he wants to dwell with us is a wonder in itself. But a holy God dwelling with mankind, and what he said in his word, no more tears, no more death, no more mourning over there, no more crying, no more pain, no more sickness, no more cancer, no more heart attacks, no more strokes, no more ambulances, no more hospitals, no more dying, no more heartache and pain and guilt and depression and anxiety controls. Because heaven is going to be perfect. It's a perfect place. And our minds and our brains, we can't even fathom that because we live in an imperfect world. And yet God said, I am going to make a place that no longer can the enemy pollute and corrupt. I'm going to make a place where it's going to be you and it's going to be me. And I'm going to dwell with you. and I'm wiping away all the past and all the junk and all the turmoil. I'm telling you, heaven is perfect. It's real. Thank God for it. But Alex, come up here. Told you I wouldn't be long. I've got so many other points. Such as this, like, man, I got more scriptures. But I want to let that sink in for you. That number one, heaven is real. It's a real place. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go to Alaska. Well, go to Alaska if you want. I want to go to heaven. I'm not saying if you go to Alaska, you're not going to heaven, but talk about your priorities. Because the Bible says this in Mark 8:36. What shall it profit a man if he does what? If he gains the whole world. This world that we think is so lovely and incredible, and it is incredible and lovely. But don't let the splendor of this world derail you from access to heaven. Because there was a man by the name of Demas, and the Bible said, Demas hath forsaken me for having loved this present world. That's why Mark says, don't lose your soul. Don't put things above God. I know we've got to work so we can eat. But can I tell you, I don't get up early in the morning and drive to work because I love work. Some of you may do. Some of you may love working. Some of you define yourself by your job. That's okay. He's okay. He's my buddy. I believe the Lord said this. He said, suffer not the little children to come unto me. Because we got to be like a little child to come to God. Because this child's not running after a new car or new things. He's running after love and acceptance. And that's what God is wanting to do. He's wanting to do what I just did. He's wanting to pick you up. He wants to hold you. Brother Ishmael, you blessed my soul today as I walked in this sanctuary. And he was close to his daughter. He was just like face to face, and they're having a moment. I felt bad that I interrupted it. But that's a daddy's love for his child. And that's why the Bible says we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our kids. But how much more does my heavenly Father want to give good gifts to me? Heaven is real. Heaven is perfect. And I don't understand all the pain, the sorrow, the turmoil we go through in life. But I do know this, Sister McIntosh, that one of these days, I'm going to look to him and I'm going to say, it was worth it. It was worth it all. It was worth all the lonely nights, the headaches, the heartaches. It was worth all the turmoil and distress because I got to see him. He prepared a place for me. Heaven's real. Oh, would somebody lift up your voice? Would somebody lift up your hands? Come on, would somebody thank and worship a God that's prepared a place for you? No more tears, no more crying, no more death, no more sickness, no more pain. Heaven's real and heaven is perfect. Coming all across this building, stand to your feet and raise your voice to a God that loves you, to a God that's calling for you to not look to this world for help, but look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Oh, I love you today. I love you today. I love you today, God. I love you today. I love you today. Come on this 9/11, on this day of remembrance, why don't we get our sights above and beyond this world and get our sights on heaven and the glorious splendor of heaven, and let God know we'll never forget about that place you're preparing for us.
You live within my heart.
Heaven! Heaven's real! And heaven is perfect.
I will follow where you
come on. Lift up your voice in this place. Come on, let God wrap you in his arms. Let God whisper into your ear that he loves you. He's fighting for you. He believes in you.
Take all of me.
Come on, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season we will reap. If we faint not, we will reap the joys of heaven.
I am yours and yours alone. Use me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Use me, Lord.
Oh God. Just to see you.
Use me, Lord.
Just to draw close to you.
Take all of
me. I love you today.
So
I love you today,
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am yours and yours alone.
Oh, I love
me, Lord.
I love you, love you, love.
Use me, Lord.
And I want to see you. I won't be right, God. I won't place my values and my priorities on the things above. I won't lay up treasures in heaven where rust and moth does not corrupt. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I am yours and
yours alone.
Use me, Lord.
Oh, yes, God.
Use me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Use me, Lord.
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Take all of me so the world can see. You live within my heart.
Take
my hands. Take my feet.
Oh, God.
I will follow where
you lead. Oh, God.
I am yours.
Hallelujah.
Yours alone.
Can I tell you that God loves you just as much as he loved every disciple, as every individual he's ever come in contact with? He loves you that much. And could it be that in your day-to-day walk with him, that one of these nights that he will take you into a dream realm of heaven? Could it be that God just starts to shine some light like he shined to John, and John got a revelation of what that looked like? If we'll run after him, he'll run after us. But can I tell you, there is a world beyond this. And don't let the majority lift up their voice and say, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in heaven. Well, let them believe that way. As for me and my house, we're going to believe in heaven. Because it takes faith to either believe the existence of heaven or takes faith to believe there is no heaven. It takes faith to believe that we just evolved from tadpoles. And we just swung on trees. But it takes faith to believe that in the beginning God created us. Created us for his image. And that river of life, that tree of life that he gave, his desire was for Adam and Eve to live forever. But they let sin come in. God says, guess what? I'm opening up the river of life again. But this time, it's going to be a perfect place. And that old devil, that old slew foot, he ain't welcome. He ain't going to be there. Hallelujah. That's why he's so mad at you. That's why every time you make a step towards God, he tries to trip you up. He tries to get you offended, bitter, talking about this and talking about that. He wants to get you distracted because he knows he has no shot of heaven. And he knows you do. And he doesn't like it. But I'm going to say, devil, you ain't stopping me from heaven. I think the Bible even says as we start to enter in that we're going to look down at that adversary and we're going to say, you? You're the cat that been messing with me? You're beneath me. One of these days, it's going to be worth it all. God, we love you today. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this place that you're preparing for us. Thank you, Lord, that there is life beyond this. And I pray, God, that you infuse us in all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. And I pray, God, that we'd be spokesmen out there to this world to let people know there is life beyond this. There is real meaning to life. It's not in drugs, alcohol, or the bottle, but it's in you. Help us, God, to go out to the highways and byways and show them what you revealed to us. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. God bless you. Love about heaven.